I like being a flirt. It's a hobby of mine. I love going to a club or a party and sinking my hooks into a guy and teasing him all night. I was bored, so that was what I was doing this weekend. Went to a club and the bartender handed me a drink. Said it was the guy down the bar. We made eye contact and I knew in that moment he was going to be my toy for the night. I gave him a flirty smile, but didn't walk over. I let him come to me. Finally, as I was finishing the drink, he walked over and leaned against the bar. Said he thought he'd come say hi. I asked if he wanted to dance. We went to the dance floor, and immediately his hands were on my waist. I teased him, grinding my ass against his crotch, and then spinning away out of his grip. I wanted him to fight for it. If another guy tried to dance with me, I let them, but kept my eyes on him the whole night. By the time we began to walk towards the exit, I'd been teasing him for a full 2.5 hours. Sweat had coated his collar, and I could tell his frustration was growing. That's when I popped the question. Your place or mine? He seemed surprised, like he'd already written off the night. But he said his place, and we went straight there. Of course, I couldn't immediately give him what he wanted. That wouldn't be any fun. I put on music in his living room, and I started to dance, kicking off my heels and swishing my hips in my tight dress. He asked if I wanted to go upstairs. I sat in a second and kept dancing. I grabbed his hands and pulled him to dance, putting his hands on my hips and leaning into him. He was hard. I could feel it. And his cheeks were flushed. He was desperate to get his hands on me, and it made me pretty fucking wet. I could hardly handle it. How much do you want me? I asked, looking up at him. Real fucking bad, he said. Then take it, I said with a smile. He paused, looking into my eyes to see if it was some kind of joke, but I was dead serious. He wrapped his arms around me and crushed me to his chest, pressing his mouth over mine. He kissed me, his tongue running against the seam of my lips, until I parted them for him. We didn't have a chance in hell of making it upstairs, so we fell onto the couch. He kissed on my throat and crossed the tops of my breasts, yanking my dress down till my tits popped out. I couldn't wear a bra with my breasts, so they were just out for him to play with. He teased me, sucking my nipple into his mouth, swirling his tongue around it. I deserved it. I had been teasing him all night. He yanked my panties down and shoved my dress up so it was a useless bunch of fabric around my middle part. He slipped his fingers inside and smiled when he felt how wet I was. You've been holding out on me, he said, as he fucked me with his fingers. I moaned, arching off the bed. I felt that I needed more than fingers. He unzipped his pants and pulled out his cock. I couldn't help but gasp. He was much larger than I anticipated. Super thick and girthy, made my mouth water. He pressed himself to my cunt and then slid in until he bottomed out inside of me. I groaned his name as he filled me completely. He didn't wait long before he was thrusting inside, his face buried in my neck. He couldn't do any more teasing. I had broken him, and he had to get his pleasure. Felt so good to have him let loose on me and use me like his fucking toy. I screamed as I came, my whole body shaking from the force of it. He pumped into me a few more times before he came inside. I sighed in relief as he filled me up, settling into the couch, happy and sated. He pulled out and laid on the couch next to me, wrapping me in his arms. "You know," he said against my ear, "I'm not done with you yet."